Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from State Senator Ken Rosenboom, and he's going to tell us what he's been doing in the first 3 weeks of the legislative session.
All right, well, Ken, so we are about 3 weeks in now. How's it? How's the session been treating you so far?
Well, fine. You know, I've commented to people that the first few days here is kind of like drinking water from a fire hose. A lot of information comes your way, and it comes fast, and it keeps on coming. But that's okay. I expected that. But having said that, I'm beginning to develop some focus, I think, on how the process works and where I'll fit in the process. So you learn more every day and keep adding to it.
So what have been some of the things that have, some of the proposals that have been brought up that have interested you?
Well, everything interests me, I guess, to some degree. But this week in the Senate, the only floor debate we've had and only action we've taken is on allowable growth for schools. And so that was our first vote that we took yesterday. And so beyond that, I've got a lot of interest in. I'm on the Natural Resources and Environmental Committee, and I'm really glad to be on that one because that's my work history is very consistent with that, and just it's an important part of the function of state government, so I'm glad to be on that.
So about the Governor Terry Branstad's education proposals, what did you think of those?
Well, I applaud the governor for tackling the problem, and I personally don't feel they go far enough. I think we need a fundamental discussion on how we provide education in the schools, but his proposal does not go as far as I would like, but I know the Senate Republicans are going to do all we can to support him in at least what reform we can get, and it's a move in the right direction, I believe, but I don't believe it goes far enough.
Do you think maybe that's an attempt to try and get it passed through this year? Maybe if it had too much in it, it would take too long to actually get through this year.
Well, yeah, and I think that's absolutely right, because the kind of fundamental reform that I'm talking about and others talk about, and that is giving parents a choice on where their kids go to school. That's a bigger issue. That's a fundamental issue. And simply, we're not going to change that, change what we've been doing for many, many years. We're not going to change it overnight. So, certainly, the governor recognizes that. But somehow we got to begin the conversation, in my judgment.
All right. Another thing that I heard was proposed by Senate Republicans was requiring photo ID to vote. What's your stance on that?
Well, I haven't actually seen the legislation yet, but I absolutely will agree with the Senate Republicans on that. Voting is one of the fundamental rights of American citizens. But I think the integrity of that vote should be beyond question. And we've actually made some types of voter fraud much easier now than they were at one time. For instance, same-day registration. There are simply ways for certain groups of people to vote in two different states. I think we have a lot of work to do on voter registration laws, and I'm anxious to get started on it.
All right.
Well, voter ID laws is part of that discussion.
So what are your plans for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, the plans, we're just 3 weeks into this, and I've been told that each assembly has its own signature projects they're going to work on. Clearly, this year it's going to be education reform, property tax reform. So I think work will continue on those and then a lot of other things. I happen to be on the Veterans Affairs Committee, the ranking member, and we have some some items to work on there to help our veterans out. So I'll be working on that. I'm on the Natural Resources and Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, and so we continue to meet to iron out our budget recommendations for the full body up here. So a lot of committee work the next 2 weeks, and hopefully I'll continue to develop relationships up here and continue to find out what I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Very good, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard it from State Senator Ken Rosenboom. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.